Welcome to Australia.
You have reached your destination.
Australia.
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 So, I'm in Australia right now, and even though I've only been out of the country nonce since the Fiji Diaries, I'm not gonna make an Australian diary. So, what I've basically gone for here is just Australia. No diaries. This isn't a diary, I'm just gonna Australia. Talk about Australia. Now, the thing about Australia is that it's basically New Zealand on a larger scale. Many people, when they think about Australia, actually think of it as a bastard state of New Zealand, because the people who originally came out here and settled here were actually convicts, and so with that in mind, they were kind of like the bad cousins of the people who came to settle in New Zealand. And since then, of course, things have improved. Australia's still got a lot of convicts, but now New Zealand does too. And I think that's an issue. Anyway, right now I'm in Brisbane, which is a really nice place in the state of Queensland. It's winter, and it's surprisingly warm. Now, you'd think that because I was in Australia, there'd be a difference in the type of podcast that I'd make. Because in the Fiji Diaries, I talked about Fiji, and it was very much about Fiji, and there was Fiji this and Fiji that, and there was this in the hotel, and there was that in the hotel. But Australia is very much like New Zealand. I've noticed small changes. The number plates are different. The red circle circles on the speed limit signs are a bit smaller. Tip Top is called Topper. They have a lot of SARS, that's sarsaparilla. They have a few more TV stations. Their money is ginormous and clunky, like ours used to be. They have a different type of grass. Burger King is called Hungry Jack's.
G'day, Bruce.
Oh, hello, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Bit crook, Bruce.
Where's Bruce?
He's not here, Bruce.
Blimey, it's hot in here, Bruce.
Hot enough to boil a monkey's bum.
That's a strange expression, Bruce.
Well, Bruce, I heard the Prime Minister use it. It's hot enough to boil a monkey's bum in here, Your Majesty, he said, and she smiled quietly to herself.
She's a good cheater, Bruce, and not a tall sucker. Here's the boss fella now. How are you, Bruce?
G'day, Bruce.
Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Bruce.
How are you, Bruce?
G'day, Bruce.
Gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a chap from Pommyland who's joining us this year here in the philosophy department of the University of Wallamaloo.
G'day.
Hello. Michael Baldwin, Bruce.
Is your name not Bruce?
No, it's
Michael. I am Michael Sharp, half Zealandian, half Australian. An Anzac Obama to once again reunite the nations, or a ticking time bomb two-faced traitor?
I'm so an Obama. One word answer.
Do you think that me interviewing you for an Australian podcast is just pretty silly, considering you're only half Australian?
Yes. One word answer.
How does it make you feel?
Not really fussed either way. Though maybe that's just the Kiwi coming out. Just don't give much of a
When you and I visited Australia last year, was it a sense of coming home?
Felt strangely much like home.
Yeah. Would you live there?
One word answer. Yes.
What do you get if you cross an Abbo and a Maori?
A Mabo?
And
didn't realise that was a joke.
Will Australia win the World Cup?
No. One word answer.
Mako's mom.
Jill, what made New Zealand a preference when it came to raising your children?
I moved here because my boyfriend was here and wanted to come and live here. And by the time we got married, we had been here about 5 years, and by then this was home.
Okay. What do you think the opportunity cost of raising Michael and Steph here was?
I don't think I've lost anything.
Okay.
By not being in Australia, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't think I've lost anything at all.
Do you think you'd ever want to go and live back there in the future?
Not permanently, no.
Which Australian saying makes you cringe?
Most of them.
Do you have any examples?
My father uses a lot of Australianisms, like flat out like a lizard drinking, Stone the Crows.
Were there any good disco bands coming out of Australia?
Gosh, I can't remember.
Disco.
Bands?
Did you ever like disco music?
Some.
One word answer.
Will Australia win the World Cup?
No.
Oh,
So you're back in New Zealand again. You just can't stop coming back. What is your problem? Why do you want to be here so much?
I was born here.
I know you were born here, but there's a lot of people who are in New Zealand who are immigrants, who were born elsewhere, and they don't go back home. So you're a New Zealander who does come back home. What's up with that?
I always need a bit of New Zealand. I always need a bit of home country. A dose.
New Zealanders and Australians. Everybody thinks they're reasonably similar. They think they have a similar accent, which generally we don't quite understand. I don't know where the rest of the world is coming from, to be honest. You guys really need to sort your shit out, hey? Like, I think you should get your ears checked. Anyway, generally speaking, the Australians came from a lower class of people.
Pretty much. The Australians, a large majority, were actually from convicts. There's no denying that.
Like, yes.
A major part of the population is the white population anyway. New Zealand, on the other hand, was middle class, well-to-do people who like saved up enough money to be able to buy a plot of land with the New Zealand company and head out there on the idea that they were like buying farmland that they could then. The thing is, when they arrive here, a lot of them got like a fucking few acres of bush, which they had to cut down to turn into farmland. Probably in the Waikato or somewhere, right? But that affects the population when you've got a population of criminals and middle class people who were doing okay, but they were kind of fucked over.
The thing that I really noticed when I was watching My Fair Lady a couple of years ago at the Civic in Auckland was just how the Cockney accents mixed so seamlessly with the Australian accent. The show was actually performed by an Australian troupe, and I saw where the Australian accent came from for the first time.
Yeah.
You gotta wonder, because the way that New Zealanders talk is just so proper that makes the Australians look different. They have it's a very higher kind of a squeaky, like, ah, how's it going, mate? Like,
shut up.
You shut up.
No, you.
You're such a slag. Oh, what are you doing right now? You know what? Australians don't say sort of. They say ace.
Oh, vaginas. It's a disgusting part of the body. It's just a horrendous place. Just a fucking cave.
Yeah, we got Australian spiders everywhere and snakes.
A dingo stole me baby. Oh no, here it is.
Popcorn, chicken, chips.
How about a snack break?
What? Snack box?
KFC Snack Box. Your choice of your favourite KFC chicken and chips. Only $3.25.
Christ, kid, you're a weirdo.
Fries galah.
Oh, crikey.
A dingo... A dingo stole me back.
That's what Australians sound like, by the way, rest of the world. No, come on, give us your best Australian accent.
What? There's no cash here. Robbo, no cash.
Australia, 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 we love you, amen.
That's a New Zealander impersonating an Englishman impersonating an Australian.
From what you have heard, is Scribe better than Australian rap?
No.
Despite being S-O-E-S-H,
press, 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 my shit is fresh like... No.
Oh, Scribe, you're so good. Will Australia win the World Cup?
No.
Final words on Australia?
The Australians don't do anything. They'll only congregate in large numbers if they can park their Holden somewhere and be able to purchase beer at the event. If those two things aren't there, they're not going to show up for anything.
What's going to happen to Australia when the world comes to an end?
I don't know. They'll probably all just go to the beach.
And big? You. Us.